Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, Stormwatchers. This is Chip Merriweather and...
Oops, Djokovic here, Intrepid Sports Reporter, and I like the fact, Chippy, that you tell everybody they should be listening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 57 weeks a year.
That is a lot of listening to Stormwatch, more than might be mathematically possible. But anyway, we are here to report on Monday night's game against Surge.
Surge. If I may, Chippy, I'd like to
you
take
may.
A moment.
You always may.
Back in the day, back in the war, the Great War, I once served for the mighty army of our great country, and we sometimes would intersperse and intermingle with armies of other countries. And I remember there was a young man named Serge, a young soldier. Oh, he was a fine, strapping young man, glistening olive skin, sinewy biceps of a Greek god. Oh, Serge.
Well, thank you, Scoops, for that trip down memory lane. We'll get back to the game now, though, if that's okay with you. Storm was trying to recover from a couple of troubling games.
Let's just say they sucked.
They sucked. So, you know, they were hoping for a better result from the first few innings. One person quipped, let's just get at least one run. But Storm was able to do better than that. It was a close game for the first inning, but Storm finally remembered how to hit and actually scored 5 in the first. That was more than they'd scored in the first 3 innings of the last 2 games combined.
Oh, wait a second. That's more than the last 2 games combined in the opening. Ooh, the math.
That's a lot of math.
1 moment. 5. So they scored more in the first 2. So 5 divided by 2.
They didn't score any the first 2 innings of the other games. It's actually easy math. Surge scored 4 and kept it close, and it looked like it was going to be a close back and forth game. But then Storm kept scoring, and Surge didn't.
1 second, I need a chiropractor after that last sentence, because I was turning my head every time you said back and forth and back.
Yes. Storm scored multiple runs in every inning, and they had solid hitting up and down the lineup. Special K, Tank Engine, and Big Daddy D hit triples, and Bob hit the team's only home run.
Bob.
Now, this was actually a big deal, because there was another player who desperately wanted a home run. You see, Big Daddy D had his shot for the second cycle of the season. After getting blocked from a triple by Spicy Greg Roll earlier in the game when Spicy Greg Roll decided to stop at third, thus forcing Big Daddy D to stop at second, he ended up getting a triple on his next at-bat when the third base coach forced Spicy Greg Roll to keep going home, much against his will. Now, this meant that Big Daddy D, after hitting a single, double, and triple, needed the home run. And often Storm is +2, but in this game they were not, because the only home run had come from Bob, and Surge had actually hit 2, even though they were behind in the score. And Duran came up with runners on base and a home run to hit. So what did he do? Big Daddy D took a mighty cut and hit a double. Now, you know, that was potentially his last at-bat of the game. But you know what? Storm kept hitting, and it came around again. And it looked like Big Daddy D was going to have another shot at his home run, but Spicy Greg Roll kept getting in Big Daddy D's way of the cycle, because Spicy Greg Roll ended the game, leaving poor Big Daddy D in the on-deck circle, looking sadly at home plate, hoping for another chance at that home run. And unfortunately, he would be denied his second cycle of the season. Now, Surge did have a resurgence.
Surge. Oh, your hands were so calloused, so rough, but yet so gentle.
Anyway, they had a resurgence with a couple of home runs, but it was too little, too late.
I'd like to point out that previous paragraph was all done with one breath. Well done, Chippy. You didn't seem to breathe. My God, that was impressive.
Breathing is overrated, especially for heads in jars,
We have been told that we need to, brevity is the key to success with these podcasts.
Oh, so we need to go faster?
And you just did everything well done. Well done, one breath. However, there's more.
There's more. Storm's troubles in the previous two losses were not only offensive troubles. There were also some defensive troubles. However, defensively, Storm played a much better game this game. Child labor had been put to good use, as Tank Engine made some good plays at third after his daughter had been forced to restring his glove for him. Special K and Big Daddy D cut off some balls in the outfield.
Hello. That reminds me of when I was early 50s. My fourth wife had mine. Cut off.
Yes, I was going to say, when you say that out loud, it just sounds a little different. Unfortunately, a couple of good relay home didn't quite get the outs. Baby Kangaroo made a couple of double plays on his own. Well, not on his own. He threw the ball, but he didn't throw the ball to second. And on one, Tolis Joe seemed to have gotten in the way as Baby Kangaroo had to sort of dance around him. It's unclear whether or not Tolis Joe was trying to help or trying to block him.
I believe it was momentum. Momentum,
yes.
Carried the tallest one through the sideline.
It
did not interfere.
No, the out was made. The out was not always made, though, as the defense wasn't perfect. Marble Man made a great play at first, so great that Captain Underpants was too busy admiring it and forgot to cover first. That didn't stop MM from leaning a phantom pitcher to first base with a throw, and the ball just sort of rolled over to
the dugout.
Which
was a glorious, glorious throw to a spook.
It was a glorious throw.
He tossed it to a spook. To a spectre.
If only there had been someone there to make the play.
If only it was a beautiful toss. Beautiful toss. May I jump in here and say, the tallest one seems to have been cursed. He's jinxed. I'm not sure what form of animal husbandry will help him get out of this one, but he's actually earned another nickname for the amount of ricochets the ball can take off one human being. Elton John would be proud, for this man has become more of a pinball wizard than a toeless one. It's insane. Bing, bong, bong, there go the balls of various parts of his body.
You know, there was a play where we were wondering how many body parts one ball could hit.
That reminds me of Surge.
Wondering how many body parts? Okay. So the ball, it was hit to Pinball Wizard. Pinball Wizard 1, whose goat sacrifice was apparently not good enough, in need of a larger animal or maybe a human sacrifice. Hide your virgin daughters. Pinball 1 had the ball bounce off many body parts, got frustrated, picked up the ball, and gummed it to Eminem, who tried to catch it with his gut. It did not work.
It did not stay there. Who
it did
knew
not stay there.
The abdominal structure of the Marlboro Man was that rigid? You would think it would envelop the ball, encompass the ball within himself, but no, it rebounded quite soundly, loudly.
It did rebound. The sound was heard all throughout the field as players wondered which body part had been hit.
Very meaty.
And maybe what was broken. It appears that Marlboro Man was okay. He played the rest of the game with some bruised intestines and internal bleeding, but he made it.
But we'll never know, really.
We'll never know.
Only when he's home coughing up some blood will we know.
Yes. There was also some interesting running. I mean, there was Spicy Greg Roll not running, holding up Big Daddy D. And then there was Special K. Special K, who apparently needs some more fiber in his diet.
Oh, he had because the runs. He had the runs.
He had the runs. You know, I guess he was a little frustrated maybe with his own hitting and tried to turn a clear single into a double. And even with his speed, he only made it about halfway to second base before they got the ball, at which point he turned around and started sort of dancing back to first base.
I believe there was a moonwalk. Surge, Michael Jackson would be very impressed with his moonwalk.
It might have been a moon. Yes, it was great. But Surge,
he did not beat it.
No. He did
it
not
was a
beat
thriller.
It. It was a thriller. Woohoo! But eventually,
Billie Jean, I got nothing.
I was trying. I was like, "What can we do with Billie Jean?" No, let's just go to the out. Surge executed the rundown perfectly, and they were able to get Special K returning to first. Whether he was out or it was just out on principle for running on such a ridiculous play, he was called out. Now,
it was more of a fruit
all
loop.
In all,
no,
he was more of a fruit loop there. Yes.
There you go.
This game was much more reminiscent of Storm than the previous couple, but Storm will need to keep the momentum that they built if they want to fend off triple play for second overall in the standings and maybe catch the A's for first. Will it happen? Who knows?
Dun, dun, dun.
We'll find out next time on Storm Watch.
Cast Watch. Cast
Storm Watch with Chip Merriweather.